planting depth and seed spacing.
For some farmers, planting intentions could change within the next couple weeks. Regardless, Peterson Farms seed agronomist Adam Spellhog still recommends choosing genetics first and traits second.
So you still want to have a good high-yielding variety for your field, and then look kind of what the agronomic traits or herbicide-resistant traits that you want to work with after that. But don't let traits rule the decision-making on too much stuff. Kind of look at the full agronomic package and overall agronomics and yield first.
Spellhog adds corn and soybean seed supplies are still good yet.
You know, there's some new varieties, things like that, that are tight, but there's always some good alternatives, or you can move a couple varieties here and there around. So just keep in touch with your seed dealer as we go into spring, and shouldn't be too bad that way.
In Northern